Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. So grab your favorite beverage, sit back, and relax. It's time for you to hear the messages that Jesus and the other divine beings have for you today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So, DC, why don't you tell everyone about you and your magical self?
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. Spirit asked that I refer to myself as the magical DC Love. So this is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. And I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I'm a radio host. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. But prior to doing this beautiful, life-changing work that I can't imagine not doing, my background had been in law enforcement. I've now hung up my .357, and love is my revolver. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force I now belong to. And it is the backbone in my current journey of service. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And now, who am I today? I'm not sure I'm awake yet. Okay. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. I am also a conscious channel and have been for a number of years, because this was my way of getting the answers that I was looking for in my life. And it's an option that's available to any of you. If you want to learn more about either DC Love or myself, you can do so by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll find our pictures and learn more buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. And my Learn More button will take you to the About Me page on my website. But feel free to look around and to visit my other websites, too. There's all kinds of information there for you to find the answers that you're looking for in your life. Okay, it is time now for us to hear what kind of beautiful messages we are going to get for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, first I want to start off by thanking our dear friend Annette. I posted details about our show, and Annette reposted them. And then under one of my posts, she wanted to, you know, she said, just tell me when you can walk on water. I mean, we do channel messages from the divine and things like that, but I think it'll be a while, Annette, before Barbara and I start walking on water. Right, Barbara?
I think so. Listen, it's really shallow.
We could give it a shot. Yeah, and I told you, you know, maybe ask Joan Rivers. She's been working on that for quite some time now. I think she's getting a little bit better. So with that being said, the first message that I have is from the angels. Blessings, beloved ones. You are entering a time of happiness and fulfillment. Please do not push ahead. Instead, go with the flow. Connect with the universe and know that you are always protected as you move along your path. A bountiful harvest awaits you, as well as enlightenment. Prepare for the transformation that will bring renewal and regeneration. Old patterns that no longer serve you will be replaced as you expand your horizons and recreate yourself. This is a very important season of your lifetime. You will become who you are meant to be. You are so deserving of all the joy that is coming your way. Stand up for what you believe in and do that which brings your heart true bliss. Allow your imagination to guide you on this magical journey. Share your love and light along the way. Explore the depths of your soul with faith, hope, and love. Let go of the fear you have been carrying and return to your natural state, which is love. Live life to the fullest and remain in the now. As things take their natural course, you will see your wishes coming to fruition. The universe is listening. Take time and think about what you are really wanting. And don't forget to show gratitude for everything you've been gifted with thus far. Have faith. Everything is manifesting in divine right timing. Enjoy every day of your life. We love you, your divine team. I have another message. It's from Mother Mary. Blessings, beloved children. I, Mother Mary, come before you today. Many of you have been praying for my assistance. I will be at your side the moment you call upon me. Not only will you feel my love and guidance during times of turmoil or a crisis, I will be with you during happier times as well. Know that I will bring all your needs directly to my son. Please trust in me. Remain positive, my children. Open your heart to my love. Choices you will make will bring everlasting fulfillment. It is now time to let go of fear and transform any negativity into love. Believe in yourself and remain open to true happiness that awaits you. Please know troubling times are fading away. Everything is being resolved in divine right timing. Allow God's infinite wisdom to bring balance back into your life. Your future is bright. Trust that everything happens for a reason. You are stronger than you believe. Use your God-given strength to move ahead to happier times. By facing your problems, you will no longer remain a victim. Your light is so needed right now in the world. Never be afraid to speak your truth. Walk your talk, beloved ones. Connect with your inner strength and lovingly assert yourself. Invite me along to be your loving companion. I will help you to remain in a state of peace, as well as providing the emotional comfort that you are needing. It is essential that you stay focused on your joy. Everywhere you look, there are blessings. Take time now to nurture yourself. You not only will remain healthier, you will find that you move forward more quickly with grace and ease. You are supported by heaven. Remain steadfast as you connect with your passion and purpose. Your dedication is commendable. Keep moving forward with enthusiasm and say thank you for all that you have been gifted with. This will help your life to remain in proper balance. Give to others as well. It will bring more blessings your way. Happiness and success await you. Go forward toward the life of your dreams. You are in a season of manifestation. Look toward your future with faith, knowing a fulfilling life is possible. Allow my love and light to lead the way. I love you, Mother Mary. And the last thing that I would like to share this morning, Barbara, is the Abundance Creed. I shared it a few months ago, but with the messages I had given, I was directed to share it again. And you're asked to, the creed that I'm going to read, you're asked to, you know, say it if you have the time twice a day and just, you know, read it aloud and just, you know, think about each line when you awaken and just before you go to sleep. From the light of my Creator that I am, from the love of my Creator that I am, from the power of my Creator that I am, from the heart of my Creator that I am, I decree, I dwell in the midst of infinite abundance. The abundance of my Creator is my infinite source. The river of life never stops flowing. It flows through me into lavish expression. Good comes to me through unexpected avenues, and my Creator works in a myriad of ways to bless me. I now open my mind to receive my good. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing is too wonderful to have happen With my Creator as my source, nothing amazes me. I am not burdened by the thoughts of past or future. One is gone, the other is yet to come. By the power of my belief, coupled with my purposeful, fearless actions, and my deep rapport with my Creator, my future is created and my abundance made manifest. I ask and accept that I am lifted in this and every moment into higher truth. My mind is quiet. From this day forward, I give freely and fearlessly into life, and life gives back to me with magnificent increase. Blessings come in expected and unexpected ways. My Creator provides for me in wondrous ways. I am indeed grateful, and I let it be so. Now focus on your heart's region and rest there. Give thanks for all the good things that you have in life. And Barbara, I had found that on the internet a couple months ago. So I, like I said, I was, you know, I was guided to read it again. And those are my messages, Barbara, for today.
Well, thank you, DC. Those are wonderful messages.
Thank you.
All right, so let's check in now and see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Here we go. My beloveds, we often tell you that life is actually simple. And it is. It is simply your acceptance of you. And this is actually no small thing, because you are so much more than you actually believe yourself to be. So by accepting yourself, loving yourself unconditionally, you are opening up to everything that is possible. And we know that you've been taught all of these different things about life, about what is possible and what is impossible and what you can do and what you can't do and what you're not even supposed to ask for. And you're simply going to have to let all that go. See yourself as that young child who is learning, who is wondering, who is open to accepting the truth. For so many of you, as you get older, you shut down in so many ways. You shut down in the ways of allowing yourself to truly learn, allowing yourself to experience anything that is outside of what you were taught, of what you were programmed to believe. And as long as you stay in that box, that box that says you have to be afraid, you can't expand. You are not allowed to learn. You can't let go of those beliefs. Those were the beliefs of your parents. And in order to show that you honor and respect them, you must maintain their beliefs. These are the things that keep you from growing into you. We do want you to honor and respect others. But we also want you to honor and respect yourself. And just because you have beliefs that were taught to you by your family, your parents, your grandparents, those people that you loved so much, it does not mean you can't let them go. It does not mean you cannot change your beliefs. That is not disrespectful. That is accepting that you are you, and nobody else can dictate to you what you believe or what you don't believe. You are not required to be what your parents were. You aren't. You are a totally different person, and you have the freedom to be you. And your parents will not be mad at you, and they will not haunt you, and they will not be turning over in their graves or any of those things that you might have been taught. They will love you. They do love you. And they will always love you. and that love that they are in, deep within each and every one of them, is unconditional. So when you allow yourself to be in unconditional love and to accept that everyone has that unconditional love within them, then that gives you the freedom to let go of what you were programmed to believe, the freedom to be who you truly are, to allow your life to evolve as you gain more and more understanding about you, about who you truly are, about all of the possibilities that are there for you. But this means that you have to allow yourself to change. And we are not talking about, you know, getting up every morning and doing a different routine or anything like that, unless that's something that you want to do. But we are talking about opening up to you, opening up to life, releasing all of those beliefs about what is and is not possible, letting go of all negativity, every single bit of negativity, every single bit of belief in anything wrong. How would your life change if you didn't believe anything was wrong? Can you see how those beliefs in limitations that you have placed on you keep you in that little box? You are not that little box, and you do not have to live there. And if you get out of that little box, you will find that there is so much more to your life, so much more to your experience. So we ask that you make a choice. And this is just a choice that you can make for a few minutes or a few days or a few hours or whatever it is that resonates with you. And that choice is, recognize when you are thinking negative thoughts and to let them go. And we mean just let them go. Just stop. Just let them go. And if they come up again, let them go again. And keep doing this until you are no longer having any negative thoughts. You don't place any importance on them. You don't get stuck in them. You don't analyze them across the sky and just let them go. That's what you do with clouds. You don't go out there and try to grab the cloud, bring it back and say, oh no, this is my cloud. I can't let this go. But you do that with your thoughts. And your thoughts are just like those clouds. They're just passing by. So let them go. Just let it go. And we ask that you try this. Just see how it feels. Just see what changes. See what difference it makes in your life. This is your life, and these are your experiences, and it's all there for you. So be open to the possibilities of your own life. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Wow, beautiful, Barbara. Thank you so much. Beautiful,
my
beautiful
pleasure. Okay, so it is time when we will take questions from people who are on the phone lines or in the chat room. So if you are on the phone and you have a question, please press the number 1 so that you will appear on the dashboard with a lovely little symbol. And if you are logged into the chat room, feel free to type in your question. So we are open now to giving you answers and or messages that we are getting so that you can have a deeper understanding of your life and what is happening in it. So our first caller is area code 956. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Felicia.
Hi, Felicia. What's your question for today?
I'm kind of stuck in life. More or less, I do, I guess, with my past, everything I've lost in my past, I can't let go of, and the relationship I'm in is definitely not healthy. Like, it's actually pretty abusive, but I left it, and I don't, and I'm going to have a baby at the end of the month, and I want to keep my baby and be a mom and stuff. I'm just stuck. I just don't see any, I don't know what to do. I'm scared to be alone, too, as well. So I don't know what choice to make. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, let's see what kind of message guidance has for you today. DC, you want to answer Felicia first?
Good morning, Felicia. This is DC. Thank you for calling us.
Good morning.
Morning, hon. Jesus is with you, and he's asking, beloved one, are you going to remain in a place of fear? Or, you know, will you connect with a place of love? Where are you now? Where are you coming from? Your mind is filled with old thoughts. And they're not only old thoughts, they're someone else's old thoughts. It is now time, Felicia, to change your mind and go first to your highest thought about yourself. And imagine that you have, you know, have the life that you, you know, you feel would be the perfect life for you. Imagine what you would think. Imagine what you would say. And how would you respond to what others are saying? And in this way, you know, you can create the life that you're wanting, Felicia. And I posted this morning, you know, a message that, you know, we're going to be live. And Jesus had a message for everyone, reminding us that we're always creating. So why not create the life that you've imagined, okay?
Yeah.
And Jesus is letting you know worrying is never the answer, okay? Instead, pray and focus on what you can do about your life. You know, talk to family members, friends, and let them help you, because I'm seeing, you know, that you're filled with stress, okay? And, hon, you've got to let go of this stress, okay? Do what you can to keep it, you know, under control. And, you know, allow God and the angels to come in and help you with this situation, hon, okay?
Yeah, because that's what I need, because I don't have any family.
Okay. Are there friends? I mean, there's agencies. There's always someone there to help you, hon. You are never alone, okay? Please know that. That we're never alone. And I'm just, you know, I'm getting from Jesus that, you know, you just have to, like, please leave that place of fear, okay? And, you know, come from a place of love and just allow God and the angels to come in, and you're going to see how everything is going to work out. What I'm getting now, like, you know, you're in a state of sort of like hibernation, and you do need to rest because you are filled with stress, okay? And this is a time to just, you know, while you're with yourself in your own beautiful company, just take the time to rest, meditate a little bit, watch a movie, take a nap. You're going to gain a lot of clarity about your life's direction, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, spending time alone, you know, with yourself is a great way to really, you know, to learn about yourself, okay? Because, Felicia, what I'm getting, the angels are saying, you need to make yourself a priority right now, okay?
Yeah.
And when we do this, we sit in our own company, we gain a beautiful new perspective that is going to guide us in the right direction, okay? So today, you know, take that time, rest a little bit, and listen to the guidance you're getting from the angels. And you're going to find as you rest, you're relaxing, your life is going to get back into balance, hon, okay?
Okay.
So please know, like I said, you know, Jesus is with you. The angels are with you, and you are never alone, okay? Instead of, you know, worrying, please just allow, you know, allow Jesus and the angels to help you with this situation. Okay, hon? And
yeah.
I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and you to continue on with the message. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. So, I'm going to let Jesus flow through now and just say whatever it is he wants to say to you. Here it goes. I want you to look deep within yourself. I want you to look at the way you see others. You see other people and their lives, and you see that they have the things that they need, that they are surrounded by love, that they have opportunities, that they do not have to put up with the things that you have chosen to put up with. And you are choosing this. It always comes down to choice. But that means that you have the freedom to change your choices. You are never alone. God would never desert you. You are loved. Right now, you are surrounded with so much love. We want you to just breathe in that love, because that love is there for you. And yes, you deserve to be loved. Let yourself breathe that in and accept that. That is one of the things that your beautiful child has come to teach you. That you are good enough to be loved. God's love for you is unconditional. That means there's nothing that you could ever do that would stop it. Absolutely nothing. Even if you were the most horrendous person in all of history, you would still be loved. Because that love is who you are. It is within you, and it always will be. And you are carrying that love with you everywhere you go. So you are never, ever alone. You did not come here in order to be anybody's punching bag or doormat. People are not supposed to treat you like you are nothing. You are equal to every other person in existence. And there is no exception to that rule. So when you look around you and you see people who have happy and productive lives, you are equal to every one of them. And you are allowed to have a happy and productive life too. You have come to a point in your life when you are ready to make different choices. And this is a beautiful point for you. So let go of the past. Really, just let it go. It's done. It's over. There's nothing about it that you need to go back and beat yourself up about. Let it go. That's not who you are now. Each moment you are changing. Whether you are consciously doing it or not, it is still happening. The past is the past. Let it go. I want you to take a few nice deep breaths as the angels are working on you now, helping you to open up to the truth within your own heart, within your own soul. Helping you to know that you have value and that you are loved and that God's blessings are there for you and it is okay for you to accept them. It is okay for you to make the choice that your life is better. It is okay for you to stand in your power and decide what you will and will not have in your life right now, in this minute. it is okay for you to let go of the past. And these beautiful angelic beings are opening your heart, tearing down the walls and the fears and the doubts, so that you can have the knowing of the love within you, the knowing that you are safe, that you are loved, that you are blessed, and that all things are possible for you because you deserve it. And this is taking you into a whole different state of being. And that's good, because you are ready for this. You are ready for these changes in your life. So we want you to remember and to state out loud, I am loved and I deserve it. And whenever anyone wants you to do or think or be anything other than someone who is loved and deserving, you can say no. No, that's not you. No, you deserve to be treated with love and respect. You are honoring you and that beautiful being that you are holding within you. There is so much love there for you. Allow yourself to feel it and accept it. Allow yourself to give and receive love. It is time for your life to change. And it's all a matter of choice. Say yes to the truth of who you are. You are loved, and you deserve it. We will continue to work with you. Be open to change. We love you, and we always will. Always. Okay, Felicia, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome, and you really are loved. It shows me that you are just this beautiful light in this world, but you don't see your own light. But you are. You are beautiful. You are loved. And they really are surrounding you right now. Mother Mary's holding you in her arms. You are just so loved. So stay in that energy of love. Let yourself feel it. And let go of the past. Anytime you have any of those thoughts saying, this is what I want, but, let go of the but. You don't need any but. You already have one. That's perfect but. Let go of all the others. Start really living your life. Okay, sweetie?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Whew. All that beautiful, loving energy.
Yes.
Oh. All right. If any other of the people on the phone lines have any questions or would like a reading or would like a message or would like whatever you want to call what you're going to get, just press the number one so that mm-hmm. lovely little symbol comes up. And in the chat room, just type if you are logged in. If you are not logged in, then you need to go and log in with Blog Talk. It's free, and they don't send you 1,001 emails or anything like that. It just means that you actually have the freedom to chat in the chat room. Getting here now in this loving energy.
Yes.
But we do have time for questions, so if you have one, press the number one if you are on the phone to raise your hand. Because if no one raises their hand, we will end this whatever you call this. I can't think of what we call it anymore. We have a hand raised. And it's a beautiful hand. Oh, we've got two hands raised just now. Hi,
you are
Helena.
So sweet. Hello, hello. Oh, boy, I got a question. And by the way, my God, that was so beautiful, and lots of blessings to the lady.
Yeah.
For all things
good for
her. I hope
she takes it all in. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's going on in your life?
I'm making myself crazy.
Good.
For change. I don't do that often enough. Oh, goodness. Yeah, just with decisions. I mean, I'm planning to go somewhere, but the means and everything is looking a little shaky and crazy, and I'm just very stressed. And so anything on that?
Okay.
Sort of getting insecure about everything.
Good morning, Helena. This is DC.
Good morning, DC. Good to hear you.
You too. The first thing I was getting when you said your name is Jesus was coming in, and I was hearing your life is always the result of your thoughts. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So why not make the rest of your life the best of your life?
Mm-hmm.
And he came in and he said, first, Helena, you have to see yourself as worthy, okay? And you are as worthy as, you know, Barbara or myself or anyone else, okay?
Yeah.
And know that you are special. You know, all people are special, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I have Archangel Michael. I think he's one of your biggest fans.
I'm his biggest fan.
Yeah, every time Helena comes in, Archangel Michael is right there.
Oh my God,
today, he wants to hand you this beautiful energetic key. And the key itself contains three beautiful gifts of light, okay? And the first gift is white light. The second gift is delight. And the third gift, Helena, is lightheartedness, okay? Archangel Michael wants you, beloved soul, to feel joy in your heart and to live happily in the here and in the now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he's saying the combination of these three gifts is going to allow you to embrace a childlike appreciation and joy for all the small things, and it's going to allow you to just be amazed in the simplest of pleasures once again. This key also is going to lift all the heaviness and the fast-paced energy that life, you know, surrounds you with at the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
And Helena, with these gifts, you are showered in light. As the light is turned on and it illuminates around you, dark cannot remain, beloved child. And Archangel Michael reminds you that you yourself are pure, perfect, white light, and he asks you to remember how loved you really are. So it is time to delight in who you are and know that when you experience delight, you connect to the beauty and the power of the universe, and this is going to feed your heart and nurture your soul. And he's saying, Helena, it has been said that angels fly because they take themselves lightly. Hand over your burdens and worries to me right now, Helena, and please find time for fun. And just laugh out loud, and most importantly, be able to laugh at yourself, okay? And this beautiful key that Archangel Michael is handing to you is referred to as omnipresence. So he's saying, Helena, take this beautiful key with love and gratitude. Hold it next to your heart and know that this gift is delivered, and so it is. And just, you know, try to take yourself lightly, and each day, you know, connect with your joy and all the beautiful gifts and experiences that each day holds, and know that you are truly blessed. And the angels surround you, and they bring love and peace to your life each day. And Archangel Michael wants you to affirm that with each step that you take, you allow the angels to guide you, and this brings you deep faith. Okay, so Archangel Michael wants you, you know, to just live the life you were meant to live, Helena. You're such a beautiful light in this world, and you are one of, you know, the special people, as we all are. Okay, and Mother Mary is with you, and she just is saying, Helena, she's there to help you to be strong. She and God and the angels are with you, and they're going to lift you up. And they're saying, please, you know, use your God-given strength, Helena, okay? That they are with you. Okay, and the last message, I know there was another message. The last message that I have is from the angel of air, Helena. And she's saying, beloved child, remember to breathe. Take a moment to rest. Take a moment to breathe deeply. Exhale all thoughts, all concerns, and all worries, Helena. Breathe deeply, releasing all that attempts to distract you. Stop the insanity of thoughts going around and around in your mind. Beloved child, quiet yourself, quiet your emotions, quiet your mind, and breathe. Remember to breathe. All is well. Today and every other day, all is well, Helena. So, Helena, those are my messages, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and I thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you. Just a question. I feel very strongly that my choice is the right one to go somewhere, and yet I think you've answered it with the angels saying about guidance, but that's my inner guidance to go. But the way there doesn't seem easy.
Okay. So your question would be?
About going.
I'm getting, you know what? The path is going to be clear if you decide to go, Helena.
Okay.
That's going to be a choice that you make.
Mm-hmm.
But if you decide to go, like, it's going to be a beautiful path that you create, because you create your realities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're thinking, you can create. And I'm getting that, like, the path is going to be lit by stars, Helena. So if you choose that path, it's going to be fine, okay?
Okay.
But you've got to remember that every moment we're creating. Okay, so just, you can create the life that you desire. And it starts with you, and it starts with the, you know, the thoughts you're having. Okay?
Okay.
So your
okay.
life, again, is, oh, it's a result of your thoughts. Okay, so you've got to realize that you get to, you know, to choose what you create. And with that being said, imagine you have, like, this little genie standing by your side, Helena,
mm-hmm.
and he's to, you know, so make you happy. And he's, you know, he's holding on to every word that comes out of your mouth. So he's waiting for you to say something so he can grant your wish. So make sure that you think positive thoughts and only of things that you want in your life, okay?
Okay.
God
Thank
bless you,
you
hon. I'm going to...
Okay.
All right, Helena. Let's see what Jesus wants to say. I've got all these thoughts going through my mind about you that all right, I'm getting out of the way, and I'm going to allow Jesus to talk now. Here we go. Beloved, you know who you are. You know what it is that feels right in your life. And there are things in your life that feel so right, so perfect for you. But you doubt them, and you doubt yourself. We want you to let go of that doubt. So what if you were telling yourself every moment that this choice that you have made, that this path that you are on, is the best possible path for you to be on, that this is a huge blessing to you, and it is going to bring miracles to you? How would you feel if you started to tell yourself that about your choices, about all of your choices, even about the things that you see as problems, difficulties, wrongness in your life? What if you started saying, thank you for this beautiful blessing, this beautiful blessing that is opening me up and making me more aware and allowing me to let go and move forward? This is such a blessing. Can you see how having that positive outlook on everything, and we do mean everything, really does open you up to that beautiful light that is within you, to that joy that is waiting to bubble forth from you? It's all about your perception. When you see things as being wrong, when you see you as being wrong, when you see your choices as being wrong, can you feel the difference in that energy? Can you feel how much that just takes you down? You don't have to go there. You don't ever have to go there. When you come from that gratitude for whatever has appeared in your life and you approach it from the positive aspect, even if it's something that you consider to be negative. And we have seen this make huge differences in people's lives time after time after time. Instead of saying, oh God, why have you cursed me with this? They're saying, thank you, God. You have blessed me with this. And it is going to lead to so many wonderful things in my life. Thank you for the awareness of the beauty of this moment, of the beauty of my life, of the beauty of my choices, of the beauty of being alive. And it's not that the situation is different. It's that you are different. Because it is in how you feel, how you choose, that makes the difference in your life. So it doesn't matter what is happening in your life. It matters how you are seeing it. And the more you are seeing things as blessings instead of curses, the more you are allowing them to be blessings. And the more you are allowing yourself to take the next step. And we mean that you are taking the next step, even when it looks like that step is going to take you over the edge of a ravine and you are going to fall 3,000 feet and be seriously injured, maybe even killed. But you trust that God knows more than you, that God has the answers, and that God would never ask you to do anything that would actually bring you harm. Everything is for your highest good. And we realize that sometimes your brain is saying, oh my gosh, please don't trust God. God doesn't know what God's talking about. Just because God created everything in existence does not mean that God knows more than you do. And we know that this is funny when we say it this way, but this is actually how so many of you think. You think that God can create miracles, but God can't figure out your little problem. It's not God who doesn't know the answer. It's you. And that's why God is there. That's why God is within you. Because you're not supposed to figure it out alone. You're never alone. You don't have to have every answer. God already has them. Trust. Trust is so important. Have the faith that you know you are being guided and that you know that all things are possible, and it's okay for you to see the good in your life, the good in you, the good in your past, the good in every situation. So when you find yourself thinking, oh God, what am I going to do? Let that really be a question. Oh God, what should I do? Allow yourself to receive the answer. Because it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong. because there's nothing wrong. Everything is a blessing. Even though it doesn't seem that way at times, it truly is. And when you are living your life from that attitude that everything is a blessing, and you are seeing the good in everything, and you are not stressed, because there's nothing to be stressed about. Why would you be stressed? Everything is working out perfectly. You can see how that tiny little shift in your thinking changes your whole life. So look at this choice that you are making, this path that you are choosing, and accept that it is a gift and a blessing to you. And allow yourself to be guided and to trust that God really does have every answer. And you deserve the best. We love you. And you are learning to let your light shine. And things really are getting better. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to you.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Thank you.
So now you can start repeating to yourself that this is a gift and a blessing.
Yay! As both of you are.
Okay, so move forward on your path, even though you don't know exactly what's going to happen. You know that God has your back, always, always.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay, sweetie.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, and we are going to the caller from area code 315. All right, let me see if I can get my computer to work. Okay, hi, who's this?
Hello, Barbara, this is Annette.
Hi, Annette, what can we do for you today?
Well, this is odd. I haven't called in a long time, but something just told me to call in. Would you happen to know if the first caller is still listening?
That caller did hang up, but I don't know if they are actually listening through the Internet. Because I wouldn't see that.
Okay. Well, basically, I'm your friend and DC's friend, but something just told me to call in today. And when I listened to her message, I wanted to give her a message because I had an unexpected pregnancy. And just the thought of what she had said really put me, right into a tizzy, you know. But what I was going to say to her is that people that she would never expect to help her will come out and help her out, you know, because I was 17 and I had broken my leg on top of being pregnant. So it wasn't like I could go get a job and everything else. Matter of fact, I had my cast on when I delivered my child, you know. So it's just funny when you think that you can't get someplace. And all these people just start, you know, coming out, the people that you don't expect to help you out.
Yes, that is true. And it makes a big difference when you are open to receiving, which most people are not. So that's an important part.
Right. And I had no choice. I had to receive because I couldn't work, you know. So I had to quit school and I couldn't work. And basically, you know, I got through everything, and there's so many resources out there now, like on Facebook, you know, just asking for free things and things like that. People, like I have a stroller right now that I'm trying to unload, you know, and it's just, you know, people will come out and help her out. And my daughter lives right across the street from me, so, you know, I mean, it's kind of like I didn't think that I would be able to make it either, and I had to leave her father because I really knew in my heart it wasn't a good situation to stay with him, and I'm glad that I did.
Yeah.
You know, at first I didn't think so, but, you know, he got into drugs and things like that, and I had to separate. So my daughter moved across the street from me. She hasn't left me, so I really appreciate it if this woman would really look at all the options, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wonderful. And I'm sure that she will be guided to listen to this because it is what she should listen to. And it will make a difference in the lives of others, too. And now
right.
I am guided to say, but what about you, Annette? What is going on in your life that you have questions about?
Oh, I'm still trying to sell my home, and I think I'm just going to have to take a price reduction, you know, because I really believe that I need to move, you know, from where I'm at, because my house is huge, you know, compared to, I had five people here and I'm by myself, so, you know, that's it.
Okay, well, let's find out what the angels and Jesus and everyone wants to say to you about that. So, DC, what message do you have for our beautiful Annette?
Good morning, Annette, and thank you for reposting our post about the show. And like I said, you know, if you want to ask about walking on water, I think you should connect with Joan.
I knew you'd get a laugh.
We have Archangel Ariel coming forward, and Archangel Ariel is asking you, Annette, and that is there someone or something calling out to you? Is there something that you feel drawn to do or maybe to give? Why then do you hesitate to be of service? Because being of service does not require you to completely change everything in your life. Being of service is just the willingness to look beyond that which is in front of your nose. And being of service is the giving of your time. It could be a kind thought, a kind deed, a phone call like you just made, or a kind word. Being of service is helping another before you. How shall you choose to be of service? And with that being said, Annette, we have Jesus coming in, and he's saying, Annette, for most of your life, beloved one, you've lived at the effect of your experiences, but now you're invited to be the cause of them. This is what is known as conscious living, Annette. This is what is called walking in your awareness.
Mm-hmm.
If I myself wanted to do for you something other than what you think for you, and then went so far as to cause you to have it, where would your free choice be, Annette? How can you be a creative being if I would be there dictating what you shall be, what you shall do, what you shall have? My joy comes in your freedom, Annette, not your compliance. What would love do right now? There is no other question that is relevant. No other question right now, Annette, that is meaningful. No other question has any importance to your soul. So I am asking you, Annette, who is Annette? Who does she want to be? Because oftentimes, beloved, when you do not remember who you are, and you do not know who you want to be until you do try out a few things. That is why honoring your truest feelings are so important. Each circumstance is a gift, and in each experience, you will find a hidden treasure. Let your love propel you now out into the world and become filled with experiences of who you are, Annette. In this way, you will truly find what you are looking for. And with that being said, I have Archangel Michael coming in. And Annette, he has a sacred key that he wants to present to you. And it's a powerful blessing announcing the arrival of an angel. It's an angel that could, you know, come in the form as a person that will help you. It could be a man, it could be a woman. But they're going to show up just when you need help the most. And this, you know, this angel of yours may appear during a crisis to get you out of some kind of trouble, or just to offer a lending hand when you're, you know, when you're at the end of your rope. You may know this person or maybe you won't, but just rest assured that Archangel Michael is going to be with you, and he's called them to your side at the divine right time. With this beautiful angel's appearance, They may be there for a few seconds, or they may be there till the situation is taken care of. They may bring you skills and resources that you don't possess currently, and they may even bring you prosperity. So Archangel Michael is saying, and that the energy of this key is so powerful that he refers to it as the Savior. And that please take this key with love and gratitude, hold it next to your heart, and know that its gift is delivered, and so it is. And he wants you to affirm that you will allow new people to love and support you in that. Okay?
Okay.
And that you will accept help and advice from others with gratitude, and that you will welcome the assistance of people that are going to be sent by Archangel Michael, and that you trust that the universe will bring wonderful and loving people into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I have for you today. Those are your messages.
Thank you, DC.
You're welcome. And Barbara's going to continue on. You're not done yet. You're not off the hook.
Okay. Thank you, hon.
Love you, honey.
Sorry about my dog.
It's a wonderful dog.
Yeah.
Just wanted to talk.
He's very okay. vocal if you think someone's around.
All right. So Jesus is ready to talk to you. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. So here you go. Things in your life are changing, but this is actually what you want. So just like we told Helena, start changing the way you see things. You see selling your home as kind of a chore. It feels kind of heavy. You want to get the best price, and you want to find a new place to live, and all of this is bringing so much change, and there are so many old feelings coming up. What if you let that go? What if you started saying, thank you for this amazing opportunity to change my life, to change where I live, to move to a place that feels right to me, that has everything that I need, and to get all of the money that I need from selling this place so that that new place will be a blessing. Just like selling this place is a blessing. And I am free to move forward in my life and to have the freedom to do the things that my heart has been calling out for me to do for so long. This is just another one of those beautiful blessings in my life. Thank you so much for blessing me with the perfect people to buy this house, the people who are going to make it their home. And just feel the energy of all of that. Feel how light it is, how beautiful it is, how it shines and radiates such beautiful, beautiful, peaceful feeling out into the world and throughout all of you. Doesn't that feel better than, oh my gosh, I'm trying to sell my house. I can't get anyone to buy it. What am I going to do? Oh. That just feels so heavy, so down, so a huge weight on your shoulders. This is all about changing your perspective. That's why we encourage everyone to let go of the negative thoughts. Change your perspective. Instead of seeing everything as a problem, start seeing everything as a blessing that you're worried about. Start expressing gratitude for them. Express gratitude for the situation that you have been shown, which is allowing you to see more of you, more of the truth of your life, more of the truth of your being. Everything is a blessing. Everything. And we do mean everything. And we really do mean everything. If you start allowing yourself to see the good in every situation, even those situations that you look at and you think there is no good in this, there cannot be any good in this, what if you were grateful for the good anyway? You don't have to see the good right then in that moment in order to express gratitude. Everything is bringing you an opportunity. Everything is opening you up for a choice. everything is showing you your path that is taking you to the love that is already there within you. Everything is about your evolution. Start being grateful for everything. When you have those negative thoughts, turn them into blessings. Instead of, oh my gosh, I've got this house to sell, turn it into, thank you, God. I have a beautiful home that I have lived in and enjoyed, and it has been such a blessing to all of these different people, and now it is time for me to move forward to my new place of being, to my new home, and to have this house bless someone else. And even in selling it, I am being blessed. And I accept the prosperity that is coming to me. That just opens you up so much more. It allows your life to flow. Just as you were stating to the young lady who had previously been on the call, who had talked about being pregnant and in a relationship that was not for her highest good. You were blessing someone else. That's what you do. Well, now it's time for you to start blessing you. And yes, it is okay for you to bless yourself. Because you are just as important as everyone else in the world. So why on earth should you not bless you? We know that there are teachings that say you must share your blessings with the world and bless everyone that you meet, but they never say that it's okay for you to bless you. We want you to know that it is okay. It is okay for you to bless you.
Thank you, Barbara.
You are blessed.
And then at this is DC. Your dog has connected with my dog.
Oh, really?
And Ginger's on the other side, and your dog asked my dog to give you a message.
Okay.
And Ginger's saying, Annette, can you hear me? Annette, can you hear me now? And then she's trying to get closer. What about now? I see her almost like tugging on you to get your attention. She's like tugging at your clothing there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She wants you to know how connected you are to the universe right now, Annette. Okay? And she wants you to go within. She wants you to connect with your heart and all the wisdom that you have within your heart, Annette. You have so much wisdom from so many past lives to be just, you know, rediscovered and used again. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Ginger's saying, you know what, don't let the everyday life, you know, get out of hand. We know that you want to sell your house and everything. You have a lot of responsibility. But you've got to take time out and just, you know, do something just for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because believe it or not, each day, you know, is filled with time, and time waits for no one. So she wants you to make sure that you take time just for Annette, okay?
Okay. Thank you, DC.
Something right for you, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, your dog, yeah, ask my dog, and I kept hearing Ginger saying, Mom, can she hear me? Can she hear me? I'm saying, hold on, Ginger. Barbara's giving, she's channeling Jesus' message, okay? So I heard your dog, like, I don't know, sounded like heavy breathing into the phone there, and I wasn't concentrating on that because I was trying to concentrate on the messages, and that's when Ginger came through, hon.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a very smart dog with you, so start listening, Ginger's saying. Listen to your dog.
Oh, yeah, my dog, I'm very connected to my dog, you know.
Your dog is very, very wise, Annette,
mm-hmm.
And trying to tell you, you know, you can balance everything. You could focus on your house, but you could also focus on you, and you could focus on your journey,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So please take time out of your busy day and have some Annette time, okay?
Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. God bless you, hon.
Thank you so much.
And we're so delighted that you called. And,
oh, yeah.
It just feels good. Get out there and celebrate that house and selling that house and the beautiful people that are going to buy that house, and you are going to move forward with your life. And, you know, your guidance is saying you're going to have a great time. So open up to having fun.
Thank you so much, Hunt.
Okay, sweetie. All right, DC, we have done our work for this morning. Yay!
That's great. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful way to start the day.
Yes, it is. So thank you, everyone, for being a part of our morning, and we will be back on Thursday, back here on Blog Talk. So we invite you to come and join us and ask your questions and get the messages that are there for you. And don't forget that you're allowed to let go of all of the negative thoughts and feelings in you and to start seeing things as blessings. Just think of how that's going to change your life. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you on Thursday. Bye-bye, everybody.